English. Learning through Hilchos Pesach, I noticed something which I've been doing for many years, but I never noticed it till this year. You know, as Shishim Riboy has a 600,000 has an important thing in the significance of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu gehad Shishim Riboy sheep. Yidden in Mitzrayim were Shishim Riboy. Yidden in the Midbar were Shishim Riboy. Rishus Rabbim is only discussed Shishim Riboy l'asach shittes. So when we take Kalpas, when we take
Mitzrayim, there are 600.
As a state, they went out to Me'ah, there was much more. But when they went out, there was Shishim Riboy. But never, one minute. But Lamasa, when we take Kalpas, so we say a remez for Kalpas is Samach Perach. So, you folks are get the Kasha, because there were thousands more. There was four times as much. Alright, but the ones that came out to Mitzrayim was Samach Perach that worked in Mitzrayim. So we take Kalpas, because you turn around the letters, you've got Samach Perach. Shishim Riboy worked, Perach. Kalpas. Everybody knows the Remez, yep. And some people say it, some don't say it. When they take the Kalpas, they say Shishim with Shishim Perach, say the Remez. Remez all the Remuzim to Indian to say them before you start the Agoda, Sacham the Minig, that they go through Kadosh Rechatz, Kalpas Yachz, to say the state, it's an Indian to say the Remuzim, and before each one of them there's an Indian to say, now I'm going to do Kalpas Yachz, Moitzi Matzah. It's an Indian to do Kalpas. Is this thing that Kadosh Rechatz, the third thing is Kalpas, which has a remez for Shishim Riboy, seeking that it could be we're not doing it the proper way. I don't want anybody to change, but let me just explain. In Mishnah state, for Kalpas, in Mishnah state that you take lettuce, Yitzvah b'chasa, you take chasa. The Gemara's option, why should you take lettuce? You're going to take lettuce later, it's not right. You should take lettuce for Mora, you should take it again for Bora. So the Gemara said, we're talking about somebody that's only got Mora. And then there's a Gansa, if somebody's only got Mora, what should he do? He should eat it first, should eat it second, make a Bucha Lachilis Mora first or second. But that's not the best thing to do, it's not really advisable to take Mora twice. The Gemara's a claw, if you've got Shai Yerukas, Avadi, you should take Shai Yerukas. In the Gemara. Nobody mentions Kalpas. So you say Shai Yerukas. Rambam, take Yerukas. In Tur, say weiter. You should take Yerukas. They all say you should take Yerukas. You should take. As you came and if you look in the Bes Yosef, Bes Yosef learned from the early Rishonim. Now the early Rishonim came and they said you should take Kalpas. Why should you take Kalpas? The Ogur, Gezok, B'Shem, Marie Mullen, you should take Kalpas, because Kalpas has got a gewaldige remez in it of Samach Perach. Oh, so it's a good idea to take Kalpas. So, if you don't take a potato, which I take, you don't take a potato, you're not taking Kalpas. Kalpas is not a Shem Kloli for vegetables. Kalpas, Yerukas is Yerukas. Ali Yerukas, you should take a mission, you should take any Yerukas, make boy Pradoma. But Kalpas is a particular vegetable. So it was state, the Moshul in the Friedrich and Machsevitri state, you should take Yerukas in the what we say on Shabbos, from Rabbi Yosef to Olam, and in Shabbos Agud, the last tickle. So it says, Yika chasa, Yika gvila, Yika pisa. There's a list of vegetables you can take. One of them happens to be Kalpas. The whole simonim of Kavash Uchatz, Kalpas Yachatz, were not mentioned before 800 years ago. The Arizal Zuk goes to Inyan, Ken Alzana goes to Inyan, but it wasn't brought down before the time of the mid time of the Rishonim, when it was already Ungenemen. It was that people used to take the vegetable Kalpas. Then the people used to take the vegetable Kalpas. From then is Gavon, that the name of this mitzvah is not Yerukas anymore, it is Kalpas. Abba Be'emus, the idea is taking Kalpas. So what is Kalpas? So the remez of Samach Perach is not on potatoes, the remez of Samach Perach is on Kalpas. What is Kalpas? Zog the Bes Yosef, I think it's Bes Yosef, Chasam Sofer brings it quite clearly. Kalpas is Masha Kogin Apia. Apia. So what is Apia? Apia is the Latin word. Apium gravionis is celery. Chasam Sofer? Chasam Sofer brings, as Nus Nadle, his Rebbe, looked into it, what is the correct Kalpas? And he said that Kalpas is Celery, tzela, Marshall Cohen, tzela. Tzela is celery, and that's what he used to take. Shlomo Zalman was frightened to take celery because it had a lot of Shlomo Zalman because it has got a lot of flies. You have to be careful, you have to clean it properly. Okay, and then the kivei gofen art. So the idea of taking karpas is to take karpas is to take the vegetable called karpas. So what many people don't take celery. Pardon? So they're taking something else, so they're just taking a zeichel karpas. But the idea that came in 800 years ago that you should take, that we call this part of the Seder karpas, was if you take the vegetable called karpas, yeah, I can never notice till last week, I was in the space, I noticed. When Kiveigofenot, he says that karpas shabanorim is petrozil. It means if you shall me, let's take petrozil. Petrozil is parsley. It's also the Latin word is petrozole. So you've got, Emes is a Rashi and Sukkah. Rashi and Sukkah there, it says there, Kalpas Shabbat Nahorim. So Kalpas Shabbat Nahorim. So Rashi says there, Yesh Oimrim. Rashi says in Sukkah that it's Afia, also Afia. Afia. But there's a Tosis Yom Tov. A Tosis Yom Tov says that Kalpas Shabbat Nahorim is petrozil. So we've got maybe kalpas. Kalpas is celery. And we've got kalpas shanahorim, which is parsley. The emphasis is there's a type of parsley, a few types of parsley. There's crinkled parsley and plain parsley. And there's a celery-leafed parsley. And both celery and parsley belong to the Apiaceae family. In Latin, it's called Apiaceae, A-P-A-I-C, which the Rishonim call Apich. Rishonim call it Apia. The Chasam Sofer even gives a remez for them, and he says you should take apia, which is an English word, it's a Latin word. I mean, and he says because apia is Rosh Tevis, kale poil yishuris ata. So Chum Sofer wasn't ashamed to give a remez. You know, somebody today will say you should take radish because it says redu shoma is radish. You know, they'll laugh at him. They'll say it's not the Chum Sofer. But the Chum Sofer wasn't ashamed to say a remez for a Latin word. So Chum Sofer says that it could be, now this is already I'm not sure, could be both celery has celeriac, which is the same family, which is underneath the root. Different, it's a very similar type of celery, celeriac, which we all know. Then there's something like parsley, which is the green on top. There's also something called a turnip root parsley, Hamburg parsley it's called, which is also a root vegetable. Now they're both very, very similar. It could be that the Rishonim were taking the root, which is more likely in the Rishonim's times. They didn't have yet the root keep stuff in last summer. And now it's very possible that they were taking the root, which is they were taking celeriac, or they were taking the turnip root parsley. Akalponim, Rashi there says that Kalpus Shabbat Nahorim is apia, but he doesn't know Kalpus Shabbat Nahorim. But he doesn't know that it grows on Nahorim. So we've got the one that doesn't grow on the horus with a lot of water would be celery, and the one that does grow with a lot of water would be parsley, maybe. Akoponim, the first prime Rashi there is kashinin, which is leek, which some people also take on kalpas shabbat nahorim. Akoponim, the real translation of kalpas is celery or parsley. That is zichr. The minig, Sach people have the minig to take anything which is bo pri adonah. The minig, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you should take a radish, Sanzeruva Gedimin radish, it used to take radishes. The Andra Achroidim have a different problem with radish, and that is because what do we take for mora? So you take lettuce, and then we take
Horse radish.
In Yiddish, it's also, in German, it's also once called Reitach, and horseradish is called Chrein, or it's called Meretach. Meretach. So it's also Meretach. So the Chacham Shleimer Kluger and Shulchan Aruch zokt that you can take radish for Morer. If you're going to take, if we're saying Tamcha means horseradish, so the same Mishpocha is radish. Now, if you're going to take radish for Morer, then you shouldn't be taking it for Kalpas. This is Akasha. It's Akasha, as they say. So the one said the difference is the radish we have is a little red radish, but the radish they had in Europe was the winter radish. It's a black radish, a big, strong black radish. So the black radish was Ungarn, whatever. So there you can grow it in Manchester as well. So that radish is much, much stronger. So Kenzah, the Chochm Shloime only meant you can take that radish for Moroi, but not the sweet radish which we have, which we take. Akoponim, the Kitzur says you should take radish, and the Sanzeruv and his descendants all take radish, and the Minig Asacham, the Minig to take potatoes. Azoi is a Minig. So all I want to point out is that whatever you take of the remez of kalpas and the translation of kalpas, shver tzizogen, that it really means all these other vegetables. Because you see the Rishonim, they said yurokas, and then they changed and they said you should take kalpas. In fact, I asked around a bit, the Sfardim taka take celery, from Soifa take celery, Sfardim here, Sfardim in Gibraltar, they say they take celery. And if you look in Kafachayim, he brings from Kavunas is to be the Arizal, that it's nishstam. Celery, kalpas has got in it. You shouldn't take any other minim, because there's, besides the remez of the chumsoifa, it's got a lot of other remuzim in it, with shemus in it, and those, since I go to Indian to take it, you shouldn't take anything else. But, as the minig is, so when we say kalpas is samach perech, at least we should think about celery, which is the correct kalpas. Whatever you take, that's one thing. The other nekuda about kalpas is also, we say, before we take the kalpas, we say Yiddish or in English, menem tashtikel greenzeig, betink tasaran in Walzwasser, me macht abuche boi priadumme, me hat in zin, me es weinige viyak zeis, im hat in zin, si patruem de mura. So we say two things, weinige viyak zeis, im hat in zin, si patruem de mura. Now this is an important halacha for all the year round. If you are before a meal, and you want to eat something, so really you shouldn't, because you're going to eat it in the meal. Let's imagine you're going to eat a piece of flesh. But for some reason you can't wait until your father, husband, wife comes home, and they only come and go in a quarter of an hour. You're starving, hungry. You have to eat a piece of flesh. So you go and make a shahakel and ask a shik of flesh. Then, come home, you wash. The din is, as you have to make a boira in the fushes. There's no way out. And in the middle of your meal, you remember, oh, I had a flesh before the meal. You have to make a boy in the fushes. Finished. What's one got to do with the other? Your flesh before the meal, whether or your shikul kegel or kartoffel, it's all nothing to do one with the other. You had it before the meal, and this is in the meal, you have to make a boy in the fushes. And if you remember before, after benching, or clever, before benching, there's no question about it. In the middle of the meal, you get up and you say, boy in the fushes, rabbis, before you make boy in the fushes. Of course, I had flesh before the meal, I had chicken before the meal, I had fish before the meal. When's the exception? If the piece of fish or whatever you had before the meal is ligroi tava samachel, if it's made to appetizer, so it has to be the chayyus, not supposed to. What is called ligroi tava samachel? Maybe a salted thing is called, a salted cucumber is called ligroi tava samachel, a salted fish is called ligroi tava samachel. So then it becomes part of the meal. Another way how it can become part of the meal is, if let's say it's a fruit. A fruit in the middle of the meal needs a bracha. So before the meal, you're going to eat a fruit, and you're going to make a boi priya eitz. And that will patter you from having to make a boi priya eitz during the meal. So you've schlepped your boi priya eitz from before the meal into the meal. So once you've schlepped it into the meal, it's the chachelik of the meal, and you don't have to make a boi priya eitz anymore. You have to make what you had before the meal to schlep it into the meal. So if you're going to stand up a piece of fish, a piece of flesh, it's not mishka shaychus, you have to make a boi nefushes. To make have a shaychus with a meal, like you shouldn't have to make a boi nefushes, so there's at least two ways. One is if it's an appetizer, you want it to have it to start off the meal like a salted food, or it's a bracha that you made on it before the meal. Today you should patter yourself for making a bracha during the meal. The moshul fruit, which you have to make, say a piece of flesh, you don't have to make a bracha during the meal, so you don't need it. This is got no shaykhus for flesh before the flesh, because the flesh during the meal doesn't need a bracha. Of a fruit that needs a bracha during the meal, make a boi priyats before the, if you're going to make a boi priyats before the meal on an apple, and you think, this will also help me for the compote, which I'm going to have at the end of the meal, so then, you've schlepped it around in the meal, you don't need to make a boi nefushes. This is yet some achloikas we in Rashbam. The moroi that you have during the meal, the moroi which we have with the matzah, doesn't need a bracha or not. So the retanet, the rezokt, it doesn't need a bracha. It doesn't need a bracha because it's part of the meal. I feel you're going to say in the olden times, Mishabur says that lettuce in the middle of the meal does need a bracha. Because in olden times they had very rarely, they used to have fresh vegetables during the meal. They always had cooked vegetables. Fresh vegetables was unusual. Aber, it doesn't make any difference at the rosh. Moroi is part of the meal. There's no question about it. Zayat dewi. Moroi is part of the meal. That's the meal. Matzah moroim yichlu. The moroi during the meal does not need a bracha. What shaychas has your kalpas got to do with the moroi? Nothing. It's a piece of flesh. No shaychas. If you eat a kzayis, you'll have to make a noch bracha. Das ist exakt, das sind die noch Bruche. Also ist das wie. Der Rashbam sagt, I'm sorry, Moroi is a special thing, it's an unusual thing, you don't just have me in the middle of a meal, a bit of chazer, it's Moroi. Moroi needs a bracha. You have to make a bracha on Moroi. Instead, make a bracha on the kalpas before the meal, and then you'll patter the Moroi during the meal. How much fruit am I allowed to have before the meal? When I have my apple before the meal, how much can I have? As much as you want. Can as much as you want. No, you don't need to. No, you can have as much as you can have half an apple, you can have a quarter, it doesn't make a difference. If you want to have an apple before the meal to patter your compote, as long as you made your boy appreciate, it's okay, you can have as much as you want. You can eat as much as you want. So like the Rashbam, that needs to patter the moroi, so we have to schlep the kalpas into the meal, you can eat as much as you want. Because it'll always belong in the meal. Like the ri, that doesn't need it during the meal, so come to him, we don't need it during the meal. So if you eat less than exayas, how's you get some kalpas? Finished. Well, you don't have to make a noch bracha. If you eat exayas, you have to make a noch bracha. Right. Rabbi, now let's what do we say? Menem tashtikele kalpas, veiniger veyak exayas, imartin zin, si patru in the moral. So we do everything to make everybody happy. So we take veiniger veyak exayas, because if we do take exayas, the we will come along and tell us, make a noch bracha. Why are you doing make a noch? We have to make a noch bracha. He doesn't need a bracha for the moral. Nem veiniger veyak exayas. Why do you have in zin the batter of the moral? Because the Rashbam told us that the moral does need a brocha. The Rashbam says that the moral is a compote. We need it before. But like the Rashbam, you can eat as much as you want. So the reason why we tell you to eat less than exayas is because it's got no shaykhus. And it's got no shaykhus. The reason why we say you have patr in the moral is because it has got shaykhus. Like them, it's like a piece of flesh. And like them, it's halacha that we need to know for all year round. And here, we have machra on both of them. This thing. Nafkamida is, the problem is, what happens if we do eat exayas by mistake? Somebody likes his potato, or they start eating celery and he likes it. So he's going to eat his whole exayas. So if they stayed in mechaba, you still don't make a nochbacha. It's alright that we paskin that we need it. It's alright that we paskin we need it. Yeah, we need the more. Why do we need the more? Because we need to make a bracha on the more. So the Gaon Tainet, that another reason of this machlokes is it possible to need it? Is it possible to use the kalpas? There's another part of this machlokes here. Alright, before the meal we know. Apple would help, and another thing not. Hey, is it possible to use this later? Why not? Because maybe the Haggadah is a hefsek. It's too long. Haggadah is a hefsek. That's one of the machlokes as well. But the Rishon says Haggadah is a hefsek anyway. You can't tell me you're going to use it. The Rashbam says it's not a hefsek. We hold l'chayre, it's not a hefsek of the Gaon, because we make a new bracha bo pri hagofen on the second course. If we hold it's not a hefsek, it has simen, that we hold that very much that the moral is also, it doesn't connect. If it doesn't connect, how are you making a bracha? So he says, maybe you shouldn't make it, even if you have exactly, you should make a noch bracha. Zog the Morgan Avraham, let's finish with this. No, zog the bialocha, interesting bialocha to say, not like the Gaon. No. Even if you have exayas, don't make a noch bracha. It's not a hefsek. We still pass in like the Rashbam that we need it for later. Why do we make a new bo pri hagofen? Because everyone is a mitzvah the apay nafsha, so everyone gets a new bracha. So whatever you make, whatever you take for kalpas, you should know that the translation of kalpas is a certain vegetable, not any vegetable. It's either parsley or it's celery. And this is the Ikka Mitzvah's kalpas with the lemmas of Samach Perech. Everything you take is good. When you make Boi Pri Adoma, you have to be Mechavan to be Moitzi the Mora, come to the Rashbam that it needs it. That you need to be Moitzi the Mora. Come to the Ri, you don't need to be Moitzi the Mora. Therefore, don't eat exais. Because if you do eat exais, you've got a problem with Boi Nefoshes. But if you did, the Ikka Psak is over the Rashbam, so you don't make a Boi Nefoshes. Oh, yeah.